gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, please, help us through this time. Are we in Daniel 7:25, Father? Because I don't know, but sometimes it truly seems like it is. Sort of like we've been turned over to Satan for a while, and we just have to kind of weather the storm and keep praying through everything. Praise God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you have given us, the wherewithal, the energy that we have to, in some cases, many of us that are still in the workplace, we got to really squeak it out. We got to push hard because we're getting dumped on, and it's because of all the layoffs and the lack of jobs, and it's really very reminiscent, Father, of 1933, you know, the whole 1929, 1930, that little range of time where you know, things were falling apart pretty much everywhere. And when that happens in a capitalistic world, the workers are taken heavily advantage of. They lay off lots and lots of people. Then you're thinking, Jesus, that, you know, you have still have a job, but you're not as happy when you realize that you've been given four other people's work to do as well on top of yours. And it's very difficult, Father. And we thank you for your mercy upon us, because we need your mercy. We need an anointing of strength to be able to continue. Many of us are looking for an escape route. Thank you for my passport, Father. Thank you, Jesus. But anyway, please, Father, in the name of Jesus, anybody that doesn't belong here, anybody who's part of the forces of darkness, the evil ones, the reptiles that are running the world, the fallen angels of various different species that are a very big part of the end times that we're in right now that most people don't understand. Oh, Father, please, in the name of Jesus, make good eyes blind, good ears deaf. Place in front of each one of us on the walls of our employers' offices, wherever they need to be, we ask for additional angels to keep a watch upon us and to stifle, to stomp on any indirect threat vectors that may prevent us from being able to serve you in any way that we can, Father. And we also pray in Jesus' name that if any entity of the darkness attempts to listen to this program, stop them, or let them listen and become saved through the blood of the Lord Jesus, which is what we would prefer. We praise your holy name, Father, and also in the name of Jesus, anybody who lifts me up by name, I pray in Jesus' name that they receive a tenfold blessing upon them and their entire families that extends all the way into eternity. And just like your scripture says in Matthew 18:19, where two or more gathered together here on this earth, anything they ask will be given them. There's so many places in the Bible that say that, Father, in one way or another. The scripture that says, you know, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. What is that, John 14 something? Here, let me type this in. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, John 14:13. We praise you, Father, for these scriptures because they're very, very encouraging. But they can also be discouraging too, Father, because sometimes we don't see the manifestation of that which we pray. And we need your encouragement. We need that attaboy, that pat, that hug from you, Jesus, to keep us going, to keep us strong in these days especially. Because, quite frankly, those of us who are watching closely, like we believe that you've commanded us to, are struggling with the La Brea tar pit of slow, the frog boiling dynamic that is clearly evident in how slowly things are moving forward. And they are. He might not be slow to you, but they're really slow. We praise you, Father. We thank you for honoring your word. We stand behind your word. We wouldn't be praying your word if we didn't have the faith. And whatever it is that may be blocking the blessing that we're, or the healing, or whatever it is that we're asking you to bestow upon somebody in Jesus' name, in accordance with your word, and you are not a man that you should lie. We know it's going to happen. We embrace that it's going to happen. We praise you for it already happening, and we will stand on that. No matter what. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and thank you, Father God. Amen. So, this has been one of the most sluggish weeks. I know I say this a lot. Fortunately, I got a lot of things I can play, a lot of audio bites that I can play for you tonight to try to stretch it out over the course of the hour. I did want to do something on this last weekend, but I'm telling you, folks, if there's any such thing as a devil throwing... You know, I used to joke around saying throwing watermelons in your bowling lane. That was from years and years and years ago. You know, it's going on right now heavily. Just to give you an idea, I just don't want anybody to feel alone, okay, if you're going through some things. But I had a person who, no names, that communicated with me via email, and she sounded a little bit frantic. Actually, for good reason. And she told me that so-and-so that had been on the show before was having these problems. She listed them out and said, you know, she needs prayer. So she was very kind and she just asked for prayer. But she, I could tell, you know, I could read between the lines and it was more than prayer. I mean, she wanted help dealing with this person's woes. So this was a past guest on the radio show who, by the way, I had heard was going through some hard times years ago and put this person on my prayer list, which of course stacks up into, well, it when you're praying for somebody for something and you're doing it in Jesus' name and you know the scriptures like the back of your hand and you're sitting there on your knees in tears, quoting the scripture to our Father, saying to our Father, you are not a man that you should lie. What kind of a father would give a rock to a son that asks for a fish? You know, and you're sitting there completely befuddled because the person's coming back and saying, oh, things aren't like they were when you started praying for me. They're way worse. And so then and I remember that Smith Wigglesworth, I'm an avid Smith Wigglesworth book reader, and Stanley Frodsham wrote his biography. Stanley Frodsham was the one who was given the vision of the, oh, goodness gracious, the seducing spirits, which are fast at work today, I can assure you. But anyway, and a lot of people are falling for him. They're falling for him, and that's okay. That's okay. We can't allow ourselves to get sucked in, and I do mean sucked in like a whirlpool into feeling negativity. We got to let the negativity go. We cannot let the sun go down on our anger, okay? And we have to keep on keeping on and keep on praying. No matter how unfair, how miserable, how unbelievable what happened to us was, or the person that we were praying with was, we have to stand on that word, continue pushing through, pray through, not give up. And you know what? Remember that the Lord God tests the righteous. Okay, you got to understand what that means. We don't know. Say if there's five people in a prayer circle and one of them has a serious problem. Now, the question we got to ask ourselves, although we don't want to say it out loud, we may think it, is what other issues may be in that individual's life that we're unaware of? Okay, because of course we have to have something to blame. The thing is, these are kinds of things that you don't want to ask about. You don't want to raise them. You don't want to bubble them up into the conversation. You don't want to break anybody's faith, okay, to keep on pushing through. So you just do what's right. And you say, look, God's word does not come back void. We are going to overcome this. We're going to push through. We're going to continue to pray, and God's going to work out a miracle. God is a God of miracles. Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And we need to stand on these things and never, ever let them bubble up into our lips. You know, it says in the book of James, you know, it says, who can tame their lips? You know, how, and there's the scriptures alone about what, the choices of your words and how you say, I'm still learning. You know, I respond to too many. I feel obligated to respond to every email I get. That's wrong. Okay, that's of the devil. That obligation that I feel is I want to acknowledge what they said, but at the same time, I may totally disagree. So now the Lord is helping me to change the way that I deal with those kinds of things and just tell them I love them. Thank you for thinking of me, you know, and just move on with it. Because I will tell you this, Christians are not only the most insensitive people in the world, they're also the most sensitive people in the world. If you disagree in any way, shape, or form with anything that you see, or you even imply that perhaps you might slightly disagree with something that they're trying to tell you, you've made yourself an instant enemy. That's just how sensitive Christians are. They expect, they don't care if you have 10,000 listeners or 40,000 listeners. I've gone through this for 15 years. They expect you to drop everything for them. That one individual wants you to drop everything for them, break all the rules. You may have told them, well, I can't give out my phone number because the second I give out my phone number, then guess what? My phone that is technically owned by my company, which I get what's called a stipend for, now has it's ringing off the hook from listeners of the radio show who technically should not exist if I'm following all of the policies to a T. My last company tried to fire me over that stuff. Okay, so But fortunately, the swish into the basketball net was, have you taken a single penny of money? And I was able to say, truthfully so, I have never taken so much as a single penny from anybody, which I didn't. And they said, all right, then, you know, they let me go. They were going to fire me that moment of time. The person that was on the phone was going to terminate my job after like 10, 11 years of being there. 10, maybe 9. It's hard to keep track of all these things. So anyway, praise God, we're 14 minutes into the show, and I want to get some stuff out to you just to kind of like, you know, bring you up to speed. And there's not a lot to throw out there. I know I say that on every show. I wish I, you know, maybe I should just, somebody was telling me, I think it was Sister Vera, was saying to me, just get on there and ramble, you know. I like to have meaning. You know, I want what I'm sharing to have some sort of meaning. And then another person said, well, why not do a prayer vigil? Well, I'm still working on that kind of time, too, because there's things. Look, I know it's hard to get. I know it sounds like I'm just a big, dumb, fat Hawaiian shirt wearing excuse maker. And I don't blame you for thinking that of me, if that's what you think, because that's fine. Because it's really not too far from the truth. Because the reality is, you know, like it rained the other day and it shut down my GFI breakers. So I have a large portion of the house that has no power. Now, it took me, I had to run up and down the stairs, go out on the back porch, unplug this, pull out this wire, rerun this cable, rerun that cable until, and eventually I just had to pull everything out. Every single bit of electrical flow that was going out onto the back porch, which was a lot, okay, had to be disabled because the rain was so heavy that it flowed right into my back porch, got into the wires, and what do you know? I've got GFI breakers blowing. I don't have my ice maker upstairs. Got to have that because of my stupid bleep BB meds. And it's a cascading series of events that if you don't take care of them right now, you literally, if you don't find time at lunchtime or whatever during work, which sometimes is impossible in my job, then you got to stay up late. You might be up till 10, 11. I have two doctors. My next appointment with, I know, Dr. Smith, it reminds you of like, you know, what do they call it? Lost in Space. Dr. Smith, you know, Will Robinson, that does not compute, you know, that whole thing. And yeah, his name is actually Dr. Smith. And two things I didn't realize. One was that if after an appointment, he doesn't automatically schedule the next monthly appointment. You got to drop everything. Be prepared to hang out on the phone for a pretty long time, and then you got to request another appointment, and it might not be in the same cadence. Instead of saying, well, why don't we just meet for a telehealth appointment every single, you know, third Monday of every month, okay, at 5:30 p.m., third Monday of every month. That would be too easy, but oh no. I've got to make a special phone call while I'm dealing with all my work stuff. And I got to, you know, sit there. Yes, this is my birthday. Uh-huh. Everything went well. And you got to play that little nicey-nicey game with them until you finally get the appointment in the calendar, which is a whole other thing that you got to do. Then you got to call over once they do that because the dates change because they're not in a regular cadence. You got to call up Walgreens and you got to tell the robot that's answering the phone, you got to get me to the, but you know, and you tell them, give me the pharmacy. And the robot comes back and says, well, you know that I can answer 98% of the pharmacy calls. Would you like me to confirm a prescription or have one filled for you? What would you like me to do? And invariably you get to the point where you can't take it anymore. And you just say, I want you to shut your big fat AI mouth and transfer me over to the pharmacy. You know, you know, I can't help it. I got robots all over the place. It's just me. I'm a techie. I'm dumb. I deserve a big dumb dunce sticker, a dunce hat, and a dunce sticker on my forehead because I adopt technology early. You never want to be an early adopter of technology. I'm here to tell you the truth about that. Okay, because what you're getting is all the mistakes that they made when they created this new technology, when you're a first adopter, you're getting the mistakes. It's the second generation that's much better. The third generation is even better. And then the fourth generation, and you see how it goes. And by the way, sometimes the latter generations have features that they've stripped that you dearly love from the prior generation. And then you're like, oh, how come I can't put an analog clock on this thing? And they're like, oh, you know, they've taken it away for some reason in their insanity. Why would you take away an analog clock? And by the way, try to go out and see if you can find a small analog clock that sees that it's dark in the room and turns on a small light using LEDs. Because the batteries, well, the LEDs pulse tiny, tiny, tiny nanoamps of current, and they can light up, you know, with AA batteries, two AAs, they can light one of those things up for like 6 months. And you know what? If I got to go through two AA batteries every 6 months, so be it. Give me light on the dang thing. I don't want to have to reach over there and tap it every 5 minutes. Well, supposedly I found one. And yes, I use the evil, Mark of the Beast AI. I actually told my co-pilot, I said, co-pilot, I need the make and the model of a small analog clock that will detect that it's dark and automatically turn the light on and leave the light on. And it found me one. So lo and behold, it came today. Woohoo! And I hooked it all up and pushed all the buttons, and hopefully I got it set up right. And tomorrow, when I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, like I always do, I can't get out of that habit. And you know what? I'm not so sure that I want to anymore. I kind of like it. Although I did realize that by the time I had my first meeting today at like 10 o'clock, I was already awake for 7 hours, which, of course, for a guy that's 64 years old, man, that can be pretty rough. But that's okay. Neither here nor there. Praise God that, you know, the evil ones, the SOS, the Draco T, the whole army of evil, and it's an army of evil. It really is. If you think about it, the army of evil, the Draco T army of evil, which is bringing about the fulfillment of prophecy, which is behold a pale horse, which says that 25% of the earth will meet with death through famine and the sword, etc. Well, what in the dickens is Draco T doing other than imitating a hippo? Okay, you should know that by now. Okay, because I put graphics and real, and it was funny. A lot of people there, I don't want to say a lot, but there were probably, I assumed, some people that wouldn't appreciate it, because there always is. And rather than wait until they send me an email and make me upset, nobody likes to, like, when you've been doing this kind of stuff for 15 years, now working on 16 years, the last thing you want to hear is something negative. I'm like, why don't you try doing a radio show, a podcast for, 15 plus years and get beat up by every Tom, Dick, and Harry that thinks you're a Christian, disparaged, website set up, calling you names and everything else under the sun. Try it out. Give it a try one time. See how well you sleep. It's crushing. But we got to pick it back up. Those of us who do it, we got to pick ourselves back up. So anyway, circling back to this individual that had the problem, this lady that called it to my attention, she gave me the symptoms. I looked up the symptoms, and the symptoms said she's in huge trouble. So I dropped everything. I wrote this other lady back, the reporter, the one who reported it, and I said, I can't get a hold of her. I have two phone numbers for her for when she was on a guest on the radio show. I have two numbers. Neither number works. Do, do, do. The number you are trying to reach is in Nome, Alaska, and it's been evacuated because of a nuclear warning or whatever. But anyway, so that's where I was left. And I told her I have two numbers. They don't work. I said to her, you need to get in touch with her. You can have her call me if you want. I don't care. But somebody needs to let her know that if she doesn't get into the emergency room, I'm not talking about urgent care. I'm not talking about any of that weirdness. Go straight to the ER. Do not collect $200. Go straight to the ER. Okay? And get taken care of now. Because she could have lost her eyesight. She could have died. Okay? All from, an abscessed tooth that went awry, got no treatment because of lack of funds, which a lot of people are experiencing that. Now, I don't know what you read when you read Acts 2, but it says that they put all their money in a big kitty. Okay, that's also known as a collective, like a big, pot. We'll call it a pot. They put all their money into a pot, and they shared it with everyone according to their needs. That is how we are to be. This is what the Amish do today. Okay? Amish never have a problem getting a serious operation done with one of the people that are in their community, because they just go around and take collections and say, Brother Jacob, his son, David has this, blankety blank disorder, and he has to get an operation. And everybody just goes to their little whatever, and they pull out a bunch of money, they throw it all together, whatever they can, and then they just go over to the doctors. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Amish pay cash. And there's certain doctors, including surgeons and teeth surgeons, et cetera, you know, orthodontists, they, all of them, they take cash. And they get cash from the Amish. It's known well. And none of the doctors are turning down the cash. Now, when we go to a cashless society, that's going to put them in a bad way, which is right around the corner. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, let's go ahead on this note and plow through what we have for the show for tonight. A show. We'll call it a show. It used to be a radio show. Now it's a podcast, hour-long series of insane diatribe. What do you want to call it? I don't know what to call it. But anyway, praise Jesus. Let's go ahead and plug through what we do have. What I will tell you is there's been very little movement. Oh, and you might say, come on, Johnny, please. You know, you're downplaying the significance of yada yada and all this. No. What we have is, and I kind of made a crack about this in our little, you know, behind the scenes group. I said, yeah, sure, I'll go on a radio show and I'll say, this is what transpired over the last week. Iran bombed the ship, we bombed Iran. Iran bombed us, and then we bombed Iran back. And then they bombed us again, and we bombed them again. And then they bombed something that was really important, and we said, if you bomb one more thing that's really important, we're going to bomb one of your desalination plants and your bridges. And back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and where it stops, nobody knows. And that's exactly what's been going on. You bomb me, I'll bomb you. You bomb this, I'll bomb that. Now, what I will have you know is the bombing has been ferocious. And if you haven't gone to tribulationnow.com and signed, put your email in the little bitty box, that's, you'll see the big angel there, and that's the one you want to put it into so you get emails to let you know that I'm doing or did a radio show or a podcast. But there's a little bitty box underneath that. That's for being notified that I did a post. And sometimes stuff that I put in the posts is either hilarious and you're going to desperately need a comedy break. Who doesn't nowadays? All right. Or it's kind of sad. It's sad to hear, but it's stuff that we as Christians need to know, because we need to know where to direct our prayer, because we don't have the help of you know who. I'll give you a hint. They have white hair. Almost always, and they're drawing in money that's not coming from an employer, if you get my drift. They have switched off, and they're not paying any attention to what's going on in the world. They don't care, because the one that they wanted, okay, was, hold on a second, be right back. Okay, important delivery at the house. I'm telling you, 64 years old, out of breath, sedentary job for 15, 16 years straight, except my last job prior to 2017. At least I flew out to a client site once a month or once every 6 weeks, which gives you enough exercise that you're holding together pretty nice. But then my new job was like, we don't travel at all. Well, dumb old me, I didn't realize that if you're sitting for 12 hours a day in one chair, okay, and you're already out of shape to boot, you know, your muscles go into atrophy. Use it or lose it. I don't know this stuff. You know, I have to look things up. I have to, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm very, very good with human biology and medical stuff, but it just never occurred to me. And little by little, I was going like, wow, my legs really hurt. And then I did some research and found out, shame on me, because what you got to do, which by the way, I can't, sometimes I have back to 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 back meetings. And I'm telling you, if a meeting doesn't end early, I can't go to the body. There's no bio break for me. Sometimes you just say, I have to say the heck with it and just show up late for the meeting, which, by the way, the clients really get mad about. They so far I've survived, but there have been consultants that have been, the client got so angry. Oh, how dare we all show up on the meeting without him? He was 3 minutes late. Never mind, he's been in 4 hours of solid meetings and hasn't had a chance to do a bio break for 4 hours, and he's about to have his bladder. They don't care. They look at the hourly rate, they look at the price tag, and let me tell you, where I'm working right now, they sell stuff for pennies on the dollar. But that's a whole other story. All right, so all that is cast aside now, and we're going to go ahead and blast our way. And I don't know why the soundboard is doing this, but it's like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know why it's doing that. It's like everything that I play. No, it's just going to keep on doing it. It's doing something real funky, which means to me that it's going to need rebooted. Anytime your computer, mobile device, whatever it is, does something really funky. Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry for the Apple people. I wish there was an answer. I wish all the people that have Apple phones, they're... A laptop is so cheap. Now, I know if you're on SSI and you're bringing in like, you know, $1,100 a month to survive off of, you know, because you didn't work or you were a wonderful housewife raising children, which is a beautiful job. I know Jesus will reward for that, of course. But you know what? The problem is you're not going to have a lot of Social Security income. You're not. So then if I make a recommendation that you go out and buy a super cheap laptop for $350 or even one that's secondhand, they have secondhand refurbished laptops on Amazon that used to be like really great and used by corporations by the thousands or the tens of thousands in some cases. They're very powerful and they'll last you. They're tanks, man. And I'll tell you what, I used to buy a particular brand and I would buy them secondhand all the time and give them to people if they needed one. You know, don't get me wrong. I wasn't like the, you know, standing on a street corner going, laptops, laptops, and a Rolex if you're really looking for one. You know, it wasn't like that. But when there was truly a need, and I was like, did you know that you can for this much? And, you know, that kind of thing. All right. Well, anyway, praise God. So anyway, I'm going to blast through what we got left. I hope you hang in there, and off we go into the wild end times yonder. Why God is dragging, it's the slowest thing any of us have ever seen. None of us understand it. None of us. I say to myself, the only reason our Heavenly Father would allow these things to happen this slowly is he's testing the hearts of the people, of the Christians, and he's looking for people that push through and don't give up, don't take their eye off the ball. He's expecting us to change our prayers so it's profitable to the kingdom because the rest of them are in la-la land listening to false prophets that are telling everybody that, you know, Donald Trump is sent by Jesus. I'm sorry, Draco T. Anyway, and we're all aware of it. I would be very, very surprised if, you know, there was anybody listening to this show that isn't fully aware or had a direct conflict, hopefully not a conflict, but an encounter with somebody who's in la-la land. Donald Trump was chosen by Jesus. I don't care. I'm just going to say his name, whatever. Donald Trump is chosen by Jesus, and that's how it is. And everything's going great. And you'll get these kinds of answers. You'll get like, well, would you rather them be cutting the genitals off your children and putting you in jail for complaining? I mean, that's the kind of rationale you get back. So anyway, I'm completely done with it. From now on, when somebody smarts off at me or says something that is very hurtful, they might not mean to. I'm just going to say, God bless you. Thank you very much. If folks think I'm going to drop everything and listen to a two-hour YouTube video, you have not been listening to this program. Not today, not yesterday, not a week ago, because I've already been down that road. Praise God. All right, I do the best that I can with what I got, but I also have to fix the house. I got to deal with the trip breakers. I got to deal with the deliveries. I got to deal with my dog yakking up all over the carpet. You know, it's. I just bought a ratchet set, and it wasn't cheap with all the import tariffs that our Draco friend is putting in place. a ratchet set which would have cost me $65 a few years ago is up to $165. If you get my drift. Oh, no. I should change that. I should add if you get my Kamchatka drift. Have you ever seen the drift set in Kamchatka, Russia, the far eastern side? They go way over the house. It takes like 3 days for a person to dig themselves into their front or out of their front door. It's just amazing. Anyway, praise God. Let's go ahead and move in to the rest of the program.
Not normal.
All righty then. So I'm just going to go ahead. Let me just see here. All right. I'm just going to look for the things that I can play for you, and I'm going to go ahead and play them for you because, you know what? I could expound on stuff forever.
Israel is not
it's
going
better
to, be,
to listen
quote,
to Jeffrey Sachs.
Israel is not going to
listen
rule
to
over millions of Palestinian people
I
in some kind of genocidal state. This
Luke 21:20 says they won't.
Because the publics in the United States hate this. The European publics, where their leaders are complicit as well, they're disgusted. You look at what's happening in politics in Germany right now, the so-called far right, AfD, they're saying every day, we need to stop the war. Now, that's the far right, where, you know, this is what is happening all through Europe. It's what's happening in American politics. The military-industrial complex calls the shots. The intelligence agencies continue the wars. The presidents and the prime ministers continue their theatrics.
He's
but
right.
The publics are completely disgusted.
Okay. Now, think about that. He hit the nail on the head so hard that the nail went flying through the 2x4, straight through the concrete outside of your house, and stuck in the side of somebody's tire. Because this is the first time I've seen anybody who's an expert pundit on this subject say the correct thing. And he said, and let me see if I can piece it together again. He made it clear that the rulers of the world are not in charge. Okay? That is critical. But hardly anybody realizes that. He made it clear that they're not in charge. And that's so important to know that and to be able to embrace it, because it's part of the skeleton key that helps you stitch together what's going on. Now, if I could have 5 minutes with Jeffrey Sachs, show him some Bible verses, he would go like, oh, whoa. Same thing with, I don't even know if I'd want to do it with Alex Jones. He's always on the edge. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. If we could just help them to understand that this is exactly what the Bible says is going to happen. He said that they're not going to have a greater Israel. Well, guess what? So does the Holy Bible. Okay, the word, which is Jesus. The word. Read John verses 1, Gospel of John verses, 1, 2, 3. You know, he was the word. Jesus was the word, and the word, and nobody understood it, and all that kind of stuff. I don't have that memorized. But you know what I'm saying. Jesus is the word. So basically, when you say the word is wrong, you're saying Jesus is wrong. But then John 10:30 says, I and the Father are one. So what'd you do? You did a double smackaroo to those who have the ability to cast both soul and spirit, I guess it's soul and body, into eternal fire. I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to think about it. I have made too many mistakes. I have got to toe the line. We all got to toe the line, and we're getting very close to leaving. We are. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, but this. Oh, but that. There are so many people. Some of them come from a Catholic background. Some of them come from some other background. And they think they're experts. They think they've got it all figured out. Oh, this has to happen first. That has to happen first. Forget about it. I don't care. Okay, I look at what the Lord showed me. Now, I know that, like, for example, the Randy Hecker vision, the David Doetry vision, Sorry Park, encounter with Jesus in heaven, all that stuff talks about a large spaceship coming and taking people away. Don't even get me going on the fact that they had that movie, Skyline, okay, with the blue laser beam sucking people up into the spaceships. Come on! That's supposed to trick everybody into thinking that Project Blue Beam is for real, which it isn't. If you go back and read that one-page piece of garbage that the supposed entity called Sergio Manast wrote, if you read it today, one of these days, I think I'm just going to do a program, and I'm going to very slowly read Project Bluebeam. You're going to be like, was that written by a one-year-old? Yeah, it's that bad. So people that are still hugging on to that and telling everybody, it's going to be a fake alien invasion. Look, you know what? Every time I see somebody say it's going to be a fake alien invasion, I do not care that Wernher von Braun's secretary came out and said that he said that it was. Look, folks, if you had any understanding whatsoever what propaganda is, what counterintelligence is, you would completely disregard people like Wernher von Braun and his secretary. We need to be listening to people that are a lot more credible, like Eisenhower's daughter. She's still on the circuit out there telling people stuff. And what is that? Linda Moulton Howell. She's got a lot of stuff right. Okay, and I wish David Spade, or not Spade, David, what was his name? I forget now. I got to remember. It's tough doing these radio shows, folks, because you come off the cliff from everything going bad at work. And you have those days. You do. You have those days where everything that you do just turns to rubble. I had one of those again. As a matter of fact, what's interesting, you got to love this. So don't think for a second the devil isn't throwing watermelons in my bowling alley. Okay, everything is just turning to rubble. And I don't care. I mean, I literally really just don't care. I got my password. If that isn't proof that they're not really watching us right now, that Palantir doesn't have any grip on us, that these scary, scary cameras that they're putting everywhere are, you know, not currently a threat and everything. Look, me, 15 years of doing this program. Come on. And I just got my passport. Do you know how fast it came? After I submitted the paperwork through the passport agency, which was a couple of guys sitting in a room in a library down the street, I said, well, how long is this going to take if I pay the expedite fee? Is it going to take like 6 weeks or whatever? And the guy's like, oh, no, it'll be much faster. I had it in 5 days. 5 days. I still like to pull it out and look at it and go, wow, check that out. This is my, you got a ticket to fly, aye. That's what it is, a ticket to fly. Am I going to fly anywhere? I'm probably not because I'm too much of a big chicken. We need Kenneth to come back for a cameo appearance with the chickens. Remember when they used to do Christmas carols for us? Come on, get with the program. So anyway, so that was Jeffrey Sachs. Now let's go ahead and see what else we got in our playpen full of testimonies. This is Alex Jones. I'm only going to pay the very beginning of it. Okay, I'm looking at my time. 43 still gives us 20 minutes. So we can cover a lot of territory. And I'm just going to play the very beginning of this because, you know, he's a very long-winded guy. Here we go.
2 weeks into the disastrous Iran war that Israel triggered 144 days ago, on February 28th, Joe Kent, the head of the Counterterrorism Center, 12-tier combat veteran, wife killed by Al-Qaeda, ISIS, a true hero, resigned and said, Trump, I'm giving you an emergency warning. You know the Pentagon advised you not to launch this war. They're going to close the strait. They're not going to fall. It's going to lead to a wider war. That's why no president ever did this to Iran before. Not that they liked the mullahs, but because they knew it would be a failure. He went public and resigned to get attention to this so that Trump would do an off-ramp, but Trump didn't. And now Trump's looking at a ground invasion. Now Iran is showing they basically have unlimited missiles. And if Trump doubles down, which is happening, and talking about a ground invasion, starting the Strait of Hormuz, this will make this disaster even worse, which Israel wants. So Netanyahu has a distraction for a greater Israel project, and so he doesn't end up going to prison. So Joe Kent was on the show today with my son Rex Jones hosting the War Room Live, and he issued an emergency warning to the president of the trap that we're in that's going to take this world war we're already in and accelerate the kinetic nature of it, because this is...
All right, now, you can't get a word in edgewise with this guy, but he still hasn't. This is astonishing to me. This is borderline MAGA. I feel like sending him a white wig with a red hat attached, because he cannot accept that Trump is in on it. After a while, a shrimp fork doesn't do it justice. You just got to, like, I don't know, have a complete, you got to, never mind. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to go back to the stuff that we have to share with you and just smash our way through it. All right. Speaking of smashed, Israel was smashed with missiles. And FM ITAN 3000. Oh, okay. And, why does it say FM ITAN? Okay, let me read this. It says, Iran has completely devastated Israeli small towns where reports indicated that at least 10,000 soldiers were hiding, targeted with hypersonic missiles, which means they can't blow them out of the air no matter what they do. The strike left 35 Israeli soldiers dead and over 3,000 injured. All right. Also, the United States eyes Iran's nuclear facilities as their next target. This is published by Russia Today. Two sources that, in my personal opinion, are highly reliable is Russia Today and Al Jazeera. Okay? Russia Today and Al Jazeera. And it says here in Russia Today, it says the United States eyes Iran's nuclear facilities as the next targets. And then it quotes, according to Fox News. Now, what's really important about that according to Fox News part is it means that Draco T, Hippo Boy, is okay with that information being spewed forth from his Fox puppets. You get it? Once you realize that the chief Hippopoop commander in charge is you know, has sanctioned Fox News to go ahead and say, we're looking at their nuclear facilities now. Once you know that that's sanctioned from, you know, and just like Jeffrey Sachs, Professor Jeffrey Sachs said, he knows it ain't Trump. He knows it ain't Netanyahu. He knows it ain't Xi Jinping. He knows that it's not Putin. He knows that it is a powerful entity that is, guess who it is? I'm going to tell you right now. It's the fallen angels. Let's cut through the fat for crying out loud, please. We shouldn't have to go on a 7-month keto diet, okay, eating, you know, 800 calories a day and wishing that God would bestow the gift of a hamburger to you. I mean, we shouldn't have to go through those things. But unfortunately, a lot of times we do, because our feet are stuck in the La Brea tar pit. We look at this unbelievable delay. Look, even Daniel said in Daniel 9:19, "Oh, Father, forgive. Do not delay," he said. "Do not delay," he said. A lot of people hold up the scripture that says, well, God's timing is perfect timing. God does not delay. That's just our perception of things. And I'm like, well, you better go back and tell Daniel that, because you're not reading your Bible properly. Well, whatever. Oh, now I really need a shrimp fork. It feels good. Doesn't it feel good? This is my vent. I get to vent here. I get to vent. Vent forward. No, I'm not tired. No, I'm not worn out. No, I'm not exacerbated. I'm not. I'm fine. I'm just, you know, aren't we all a little bit like, why are we still here? Come on. So anyway, it is very troubling, to say the least, that we are still here. But what we do know are the foundations, which are, by the way, covered quite clearly in David Dougherty's vision, Randy Hecker's vision, Sory Park's vision. Sory Park ties it all together. He ties it all together. NASA will come on TV all across the world and tell everybody that the aliens stuck them. And that marries up beautifully with David Dougherty's vision, where everybody will be like scared and hiding in their houses and all that kind of stuff after the big giant copper ball spaceship shows up. It all fits together like a perfect glove. But so few even recognize it as prerequisites. They're like, who's this wacky guy, Johnny Baptist? Why does he believe this stuff? Well, I'm not going to give you my testimony. I already have it written like 20 times on tribulationnow.com, and it's there for you if you want it. But if you don't want it, you don't want it. I'm not going to get my, like I said, Jesus told me, and he did. He spoke very clearly. He goes, I was all upset, and he was like, you didn't come to save the world. I came to save the world. Now wipe off your tears and get back to work. For real. And I was like, yeah, well, okay. You know, you make a good point. That was the same thing that happened to me when I was praying. Everybody was stabbing me in the back, even people that were part of the ministry. And it was terrible. It was just absolutely unbearable. And I got up from my prayer chair, tears just rolling down my face. And by the time I got to the door of my bedroom where I was praying, I heard the Lord speak to me very clearly. He said, do you know who I am? And I took a pause. And I said, I think so. He goes, he asked me again the same thing. Do you know who I am? Because here I am crying in my Wheaties, up with tears all over my face. And I'm scared to death that I'm going to lose my job and all these terrible things are going to happen to me. And God said, essentially, fear not. You obviously don't know who I am. And that corrected my course. I've had my course corrected so many times. I mean, it's just the way it is. And when you have your course corrected by hearing the Lord tell you something, let me tell you something, you never forget that. And all the boo-hooing Christians in the world that beg you to watch their YouTube videos, too bad. I'm not going to disobey our Father to listen to a YouTube video, or anything else for that matter, when he's already told me not to. Because I already know what happens to me when I don't stay on course. And it isn't nice. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, let's listen to the very first little tidbit of this.
If we went into Iran, I think that we will lose everybody we send in. The more that we send in, the more that we'll lose. And the Iranians have been very open about saying so, that, you know, come on in, we welcome you. And in this era, because the only way we could get troops in there wouldn't be by ship. So the idea of just having battleships pounding Karg Island or Keshem Island, and then landing Marines in landing craft or these tracked amphibious vehicles, that can't happen because we can't even bring our ships through the Strait of Hormuz or near the Strait of Hormuz. So it would have to be by Ospreys, which would be the first option. And so an Osprey is a twin engine tilt rotor that takes off the wings turn vertically and the two gigantic sets of propellers lifted straight up. Then these nacelles go forward and it flies like an airplane. Why that's important is they fly twice as fast as a helicopter and twice as far, almost twice as fast, but their range is much greater. That's what we have on our amphibious ships offshore, these Ospreys, but they only carry 24 Marines and four crew. So 28 Marines are on this aircraft. Anybody with a shoulder-launched anti-aircraft missile, a man-pad missile, can take that under, can fire on that very easily. While it is coming in, it has to transition from forward flight to hovering mode, and it's a big target then. It would be fine if you were fighting in Venezuela or Grenada, or maybe Libya. But against Iran, it's a suicide mission, because they've prepared these islands for years. In fact, Keshem, they call it Missile City. You know, it's the entire underground of Keshem is a warren of tunnels, and the surface of Keshem is tougher than like the surface of the moon. Just anybody can look on Google satellite view and go down to Street View and virtually drive around Keshem Island and think you're a Marine. You've got to attack across that terrain. It looks like another planet. It's so rugged.
All right. So anyway, we got his point of view, which is actually what is echoed from like everybody. Praise God. Let's see here. What else do we got to line up here? I want to be careful what I pick. Okay. So this one particular expert that was brought on, Alex Jones, makes a case for that, you know, trying to perform. Execute's the word I want. Execute a war with Iran is simply just not possible. It's way worse than Vietnam, way worse than Afghanistan. He actually maps out how it's like in a bowl, and it's completely surrounded by these huge, jagged mountains. So all these places that we're bombing right now, we have to fly in. We have, you know, no troops. So there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, and then, of course, there's a story on Fox News, probably Jesse Waters, that says, and it may not have been, it could have been Laura Ingraham or whatever. What's the difference? Anyway, so, you know, 90 days before the election, Trump must get out of this war, they're saying. Okay, now, do you think that Draco T. Hippo Mouth is... You know, sometimes I call him the draconian dung gobbler, but don't tell anybody. It's because he's such a filthy entity. Oh, man, I wish they would release. Oh, man, but whatever. All right. So you've got it. Fox News is it's been approved by him. My bad. IRGC spokesperson says because you targeted our leaders. Private residences and families, your leaders' private residences and families will also be targeted. Watch out for that, right? And then what about the Late Show? I don't remember the guy's name. I'm not a Late Show watcher, but I recognize his face. And he made that comment about, is this a backup Trump? They actually had played a video. I put this on. This is why it's important that when you go to Tribulation Now, when you go there, tribulationnow.com, you got to scroll down past the angel. That's where you sign up for the emails for the radio show. Past it, and right below it is a little bitty field. It's a little bitty thing. And you want to put your email in there too, because then you'll get notifications of the posts. Okay, so when I put a post of is that a backup Trump? What is this? And it was wonderful. I thought it was wonderful that they actually put that on the late night show, because it helps to awaken people that aren't delirious with punch from Belize. I know, I can't believe that Belize was where they drank all the punches. Like, that's one of my escape routes. Don't worry, I'm not going to drink any punch. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so I got to play this one here. This one's good. Oh, and I'm sorry, I have to mention that the Houthis got angry with Saudi Arabia, and so now they're blocking all the oil from Saudi Arabia, which pretty much means that there's going to be an embargo or some kind of clogging event, shipping hindering event in the Bab al-Mandeb Strait. Now, that's bad. You think the Hormuz Strait blocking is bad? You block Bab al-Mandeb and it's game over, folks. Forget about it. We're already up to 99 point something dollars for Brent crude, which has our, you know, gasoline prices over four. But look, people aren't even tracking the fact that we gave away or expunged, for lack of a better term, our gas and oil reserves. We don't have any. Our emergency reserves are toast. We're on a ticking time bomb right now, and the only people that have half a clue are the ones that understand that and come forward to warn everybody about it. And, you know, that's only still half a clue. Because they still haven't figured out that Draco T is in on it. It's hard to deal with. It is. It really is. You know, and I don't know. It's even hard for me sometimes. I want to pray, and I always do pray. But I will tell you, sometimes I just know that when I pray, it's going to bring back crystal recollection of all the things that deeply troubled me. Not just over the last week, but over the last heavily since 2019. And then I have remembrances of things that happened to me between 2019 and 2011 it's 2 decades. We're a decade and a half plus into the 21st century. Now, if you don't think that's amazing, I don't know what is, except the Bavarian Alps. If you go to Neuschwanstein Castle from Munich and you go to the Bavarian Alps, okay, that's a religious experience, believe me. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Here's Stu Peters making a comment, and I'm just going to play it because it speaks for itself, I can assure you. Here we go.
Did you guys see Alex Jones last night or this morning? I don't know. I reacted to it this morning. I just can't believe it. Donald Trump has completely betrayed the country. He's totally sold out. This has now become a forever war. It has become a forever war. I'm really concerned about that. It's become a forever war. Bro, if you had any kind of discernment and common sense, critical thinking ability at all whatsoever, you would have known and reported to your audience from the very beginning that the war with Iran is a continuation of the forever war that never stopped. That is the essence of a forever war, you big fat dummy.
Okay. That was so well said, it needs to be like put up on a talking plaque. You know, I know Stu Peters is a little gruff. He's terse. You know, I know he's, you know, once if there's one bad Jew, all Jews are bad. I get it. That's a very common viewpoint, by the way, but I got to hand it to him. He's like Anna Kasparian or whatever, and she's the same way. She comes right out and tells it like it is, and I got to tip my hat because I'm amazed they're still alive. I'm amazed that they haven't had the rug yanked out from underneath them. All right, we're at the 1 hour and 1 minute mark, so I got to keep on plowing because this is definitely not going into 2 hours. No way. I just don't have that kind of material. All right, praise God. I can sit here and babble. I'm a great babbler. All right, so anyway, we already covered the Brent crude over 99 now. Also, as an FYI, there were a number. Now, they didn't give exact numbers, but a bunch, a good number, of Lancer B-1 supersonic bombers sent from the United Kingdom over to Iran, in the Iran area, I should say. That speaks volumes, but unfortunately, with the La Brea tar pit that we're all stuck in, it's a La Brea tar pit of lies and deception. That's the thing that makes it so difficult to deal with, because after a while, you just get to a point where in your walk where you just don't want to hear a lie. You dagnabbit sure definitely don't want to speak a lie. Sometimes I catch myself exaggerating when I'm talking to my boss or starting to say the sh word, and I'm like going, oh, and then I seek the Lord. I put my head on my hands and I'm like, please, Father, please help me. I need more help. I need more help, because I get really excited about stuff that I'm doing at work. And, you know, it's not because I don't have passion about what I do. Sometimes I do, but I will say that 98% of the time I don't. And the reason that I don't has nothing to do with me. It doesn't have to do with me losing passion and what I do for a living. It has to do with people who are above me containing my ability to serve the customer, because they're so arrogant, they don't see themselves as making big mistakes, which they are. It's just like, oh no, not another. It really is. The France embassy has supposedly issued an evacuation notice, and the Houthis have come out and said, of course, that they're going to punish on behalf of Iran. Trump says he's going to hold, in his comments, he says, I am going to hold the he says he's going to hold Iran responsible for what the Houthis do. Why do you suppose? Well, quite honestly, it's true. Iran gives lots of stuff to the Houthis. Look, if you think for a nanosecond that Iran is guiltless, you got another thing coming. Okay? They're not. I can't wait for the next series of Tehran to come out. The one where they killed off, where the Mossad killed what do you call her? Founding father? Producer? Producer. Yeah. Killed her off because she was telling too many stories, too much stuff she shouldn't have said. So the Mossad killed her, and then they pretended like it didn't, you know, it was a suicide. She shot herself 20 times in the back of the neck. Because that's just what the Mossad does. Huge asteroid will be visible to 90% of the Earth's population in 2029. Can you say hello? Great earthquake, Revelation 6:12, Ezekiel 38:19. Hello, great earthquake. That's the one. I feel very certain of it. Come on. Trump leaves office in 2029. Please. Do you think they really care about the next election? Even though your phone's ringing off the hook because they stole your SMS text from some website. Anyway, you got the huge asteroid thing. You've got a Jewish leader calling for the killing of Trump and Netanyahu. I'm sorry, Iranian Jewish leader. That's so important. This particular Iranian, who is a Jewish leader in Iran, is now calling for Trump and Netanyahu to be executed. You know, Draco T. Why doesn't anybody ever call for the SOS to be executed? The creepy little black hat wearing bearded. I have colorful words that I want to use to describe the filth, but I can't. Because even Jesus, our King, was kind enough to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Saudi Arabia celebrates a United States nuclear deal as Israel warns of regional arms race. Bum, bum, bum. That's some scary stuff. U.S. and Iran exchange fire for the 12th night in a row. And the British send out evacuation notices to all of their personnel from Iran. What is a British person doing in Iran? Do they have, like, consulates in there? I guess they do. It's all happening. But boy, oh boy. You know, it's like, you may not understand this analogy, but if you look into it, you'll know I'm right. It's like trying to run a marathon in the mud during the rainy season in the Ukrainian Donbass. God bless you all. Until next time, I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. I'll keep on trying. And you do too. God bless you.